Welcome to the Mind Health Coach Program with Leah Marie here on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. You can learn more about Leah's coaching services at mindhealthcoach.com. Thank you for joining us today as we journey into the discovery of natural and healthy ways to achieve inner peace, happiness, and an ever-present state of well-being. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. The power of a beautiful life is within you today.
Welcome to the Mind Health Coach Program. I'm Leah Marie, your host, and you're listening to a live Dream Vision 7 Radio Network broadcast here at 1510 AM WMEX Radio Boston. The show is heard every fourth Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you can also tune into my show on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network every Friday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And to learn more and for a full station broadcast schedule, go to dreamvision7radio.com. And you can also visit my website, mindhealthcoach.com. And so I'm really excited about tonight's show. I am going to address one of my favorite topics. And, one thing that I'm certified in is stress management, as a stress management coach, and I'm really excited to be addressing that right before the holiday season. And we got some exciting things that I'm going to talk about tonight regarding upcoming events. But tonight's show, as I said, it's managing chronic stress and how to become stress resistant. And I'll be discussing different approaches and strategies to dealing with any situations that may cause chronic stress. I'm also going to share with you a couple things that can enable you to become more resistant to the triggers that cause stress. But, it takes more than just an hour show, which has some commercials built into it, to really get the point across. So I'm actually going to be holding an online training webinar. I'm calling it the Leah Marie Stress Management Bootcamp, Get Your Wellness On for the Holidays. And I'm actually going to be giving away two passes tonight. That's a $99 value for this event, which will also include my Mooditation CD. Actually, not the CD, the MP3s will be part of the package. So if you want to attempt to try and win the two passes, get a chance at winning a free pass for the webinar, then I'll be giving the details on how to do that later on in the show. But basically, during the stress management boot camp, I'm going to be going over different techniques that I'm going to discuss here tonight on the show more in depth and with practice attached to it. The webinar date, I haven't exactly planned when it's going to be exactly, but I think it's going to be somewhere in the week of November 15th, around that time frame before Thanksgiving. So it's either going to be the second or the third week of November. If you'd like more information, if you'd like also to be put on the list, I have a minimal amount of spots for this particular webinar. I only have 100 seats on the webinar, so you have to get your order in pretty quickly, and you can email me your contact information, or you can go to mindhealthcoach.com, and that's where my website is, and you can go on the contact page and just enter in there and state that you would like to be added onto the mailing list. If you want to email me directly, you can do that, too, at info@mindhealthcoach.com. And again, this is Stress Management Boot Camp. Get Your Wellness On for the Holidays. It's going to be happening early to mid-November. And I'm really excited about this one because I'm going to be addressing all my favorite techniques that I use for my own stress management, and I also share out in the medical field. I've mentioned this before on my show that I do a lot of trainings. I just did several trainings this past week. One was for nurses and social workers, and I have a CEU program that I do on holistic stress management techniques, natural ways to wellness. And I also did a presentation for professionals at the Alzheimer's Association in the Mass New Hampshire chapter in Watertown, which was really great. I, you know, addressed all of these wonderful stress management techniques that I do. And, you know, this particular group was a group of professionals that are working directly with caregivers. They have support groups for caregivers. So, and they were folks that were from all across the state of Massachusetts. So that was really great to be able to share those tips with the facilitators of those support groups, so then it can be carried on to the folks that are actually caring for those that have dementia and Alzheimer's and other types of dementia. And then, you know, also people with dementia themselves that can still do practice of meditation, or even those that are, you know, kind of reaching a point of late stage dementia can experience relief from their own anxieties and stress using things such as essential oils. You know, I've shared several different stories on the radio show several times about how wonderful essential oils are for people with Alzheimer's and other types of dementia, because it's basically like all you have to do is breathe and you experience whatever effects of the certain essential oils that you're trying to ascertain what their properties are. For instance, the company I work for, Family Care Plus, I instituted a couple of years ago that we issue a little bottle of orange essential oil to all of our care staff because it helps release anxiety, and it also helps with motivation and rejuvenation. And for all of you caregivers out there, you know, and I hope that you guys listen in for the opportunity to win the spot on the webinar, because it's really going to be helpful for you. I know that especially family caregivers, they're really struggling with caring for people that have dementia. Their stress levels are very high. 1 in 5 people that are caring for someone with Alzheimer's actually passes before the person with Alzheimer's passes. So it's quite severe, the effects of the stress that happen from caregiving, especially with somebody that has that disease. And, you know, it's laden with a lot of guilt, a lot of stress, a lot of, you know, resentment, because it's a difficult job. But it's also laden with a lot of positive moments and miracles and that sort of thing as well. And that's where I try to help guide those that are caring for people with Alzheimer's or other dementias. And I love to help families with that. As I've mentioned before, I have a personal connection with Alzheimer's since my grandfather passed of it in the 80s, and it was very, very tragic for my family. It was extremely difficult because at that time he was, you know, a wander risk. He had done a couple things that were very difficult for our family to ensure his safety. He, you know, drove and got into accidents. He was wandering up to a highway, so it was in his best interest that we put him in a facility back then. But what happened was, because of all of the difficult behaviors that are associated with Alzheimer's, and they didn't have a really clear understanding in the 80s of how to manage that, he was bounced from facility to facility, and he, you know, was heavily medicated in the end. And it was just a very tragic situation for our family, and it impacted me. I was pretty young at the time. It impacted me, you know, severely, and so much so that I ended up becoming, you know, so interested in it as an adult and how to improve those circumstances for people with Alzheimer's, that, you know, I've made it, it's a passion of mine, and it's an initiative of mine. And it's really a great way to help our culture. In our culture in America, it's pretty much known by the Alzheimer's Association. The statistics are staggering. It's one in two people over 85 have Alzheimer's, and one in four people over 65 have Alzheimer's. And it starts at an early age, believe it or not. We can develop early stage dementia or affecting our brain health around age 45. That's when things start to happen. So why am I sharing all of this stuff? Well, I think one of the most stressful positions that anyone can have is being a caregiver of a family member. And so that's why we're talking about stress and chronic stress. And as I said, it's part of my whole career initiative. I'm a corporate director of a company that, I'm developing programs to address this for our care staff. It's the largest living care agency in the country, and we're doing all kinds of care for people with dementia. So I am very close to it on a professional level as well as on a personal level. And so, let's talk more in general about stress. But before I do, I also want to announce that in the latter half of the show, I am going to open up the lines. I want to do something a little fun, a little less stressful than talk about stress. And I just am going to open up the lines at, let me see, it will be around 8:45, and then you can call in, and I have a lot of different card decks that I work with. I do angel readings, intuitive readings, and I focus a lot around life purpose because that's where I seem to be tuned into. So you guys are welcome to call in at around 8:45 if you want to get on the line with me, and I can do a little intuitive reading, just a couple minutes for whoever calls in. So that's an opportunity to do later on in the show. And then, as I said, I'm going to mention in the next break how you can obtain a chance at getting a free pass on the webinar, Stress Management Bootcamp, Get Your Wellness On for the Holidays, that I'm going to be conducting in the early part to mid part of November. And so that pretty much wraps up those announcements, but I want to get into what is stress. And about 43% of all adults suffer from stress-induced illnesses and health issues. And most people are actually 75 to 90% of trips to your primary care doctors are due to stress-related issues. And that's a pretty high amount. And, I'm talking about our culture. By the way, those statistics came from the American Institute of Stress in Yonkers, New York. I have to make note of that. But what I'm saying about stress and the correlation of stress and stressful jobs that you're doing, it can be quite impactful on your health and overall well-being over time. So there's different types of stress, and chronic stress can cause you to not know how to feel okay anymore and how to naturally adjust yourself when, you're being triggered. So you got to tune in to what the triggers are, and it could be that you're having a lot of changes in your life, and stress can be related to positive experiences as well as negative experiences. That's something else that you've got to realize, too, when you're monitoring your stress levels. So stress can be caused by both good and bad circumstances. It can be like a one-time episode that's happening that can cause a very acute situation of stress. Like, say you've decided that, you want to get married, and that could be a very positive experience. But it can be a very stressful experience as well. Buying a new house is on the top of the list of buying or selling a house as well. Those are top stress inducers. So if you've experienced that or are in the process of experiencing it, you have to figure out how to manage your stress. A new baby can be stressful, even though it's a wonderful experience. It's still a major life change, an addition to the family. Changing your diet and exercise, you know, those are things that are stressful because it can cause you to be thinking thoughts of worry about how you're going to do it and, you know, making sure that you're implementing it in the day, and then it can be stressful if you miss your target or if you veer off of the diet. So sometimes those events can be really causing a lot of acute stress for you. And it's something sometimes that's so subtle we don't really even understand that it is stressful to us. You know, there's other types of stress that are more difficult for us that change our chemistry in our body. Episodic stress, when life's like a roller coaster, when you have a string of what's called bad luck. You know, say there's just certain things that can happen. You might have a loss of a job or a loss of a loved one, and then you just can't seem to pick it back up for a while, and you have to go through that period of mourning or whatever. That can be a very stressful time, and you need to monitor where you're at and also implement some healthy things that can help pump you back up and overcome the stress and the effects of stress on you. Chronic stress, living with illness or dysfunctional household, living in poor conditions, being in a state of poverty, or, you know, having, like I said, an illness or somebody that has an illness with you. And that, as I said, might be something like you have a loved one that has cancer or, you know, the dreaded Alzheimer's disease, like I'm speaking of, and you're their caregiver. This is all going to contribute to you having chronic stress. And all of these types of stress can result in major illness for yourself. As I mentioned initially, the statistics of somebody that is caring from a family standpoint for somebody with Alzheimer's is 1 in 5. 1 in 5 people will pass before that person with Alzheimer's. And it also can, you know, you may have a predisposition to an autoimmune disorder that can actually kick in that you're going to end up, you know, getting that autoimmune disorder going, where if you were managing your stress, perceiving the world differently, and handling things, you know, with different techniques that help you manage that stress level better, then you actually could overcome having that autoimmune disorder kick in. Heart attacks, strokes, and even cancer can develop. Dis-ease, that's one of my favorite sayings, is, you know, not favorite, I should say, because it's a negative experience, but dis-ease equals disease. And, you know, a lot of times we don't realize how much we're in dis-ease until, you know, more trouble hits. So, you know, where does stress come from? Triggering events can make stress for you. We've mentioned a couple things that are positive and negative. They're your perception of what's going around outside of you and what's going on and how you perceive it. Like I just said, perception is everything, your own perception. One person might feel very differently than another person about certain changes, challenges, or experiences, and they may not experience the stress levels that another individual would have. And so that's where you need to check also, what are these triggering events outside of you? And when you have this chronic stress happening, it affects your hormones, it affects your stress-balancing hormones, and it also creates a scenario in your body where you have certain hormones kicking in that are always causing stress, and you're not even realizing it's happening. So this directly happens, though, from your thoughts, and I'm always talking about that. Your thoughts are very, very powerful, and they can cause so many different things to happen in your body. And, you know, if you're having negative thoughts all the time, you are actually, you're a container, and you are producing a certain effect in your container. So when you're having those worrisome thoughts or those negative thoughts or your perceptions on a certain situation is affecting you in a negative way, your body is going to react and it's going to call in the stress hormones. And if you're having these thoughts constantly, you're setting up your brain with a neural pathway that's just going to be a cycle that's connected to these trigger events, and it's just going to keep happening over and over again. And this sounds pretty dire, and it really is, because once you get those chronic stress hormone productions happening, it affects your organs, it affects your brain, it creates inflammation in the body. And inflammation in the body is the major cause of illness. It's the major cause of why you might develop cancer, or why you might develop the onset of dementia or other powerful illnesses, autoimmune diseases. Inflammation is at the basis of it all. So there's different things you can do, though, to offset it with diet, with exercise, with meditation. And there's lots of different techniques, natural things you can do for yourself. And we're going to talk about that. As I said, I'm going to briefly touch on some different topics tonight, on different techniques. But as I said, the stress management boot camp is going to be more in depth. And I'm going to announce when we come back from break, which we're going to be heading off the break soon, I'm going to announce how you can enter into the contest to win one of the two passes. Or I also, as I mentioned, after the break, I'm going to be getting into more about the hormones and which hormones are good and which ones are bad and what things we can do to help with the production of the different hormones. So, and take this number down, 617-237-1234. If you want to call in at around 8:40, 45 during that break, and I'm going to be doing the little mini session of intuitive impressions that I get for people that call in. So that's an opportunity for you to get a quick little reading tonight. And we're going to head off to break. I think it's about time. So we'll look forward to talking more about stress management and the different techniques and the hormones that are attached to what we do to our bodies when we come back from this short break. Thank you. Getting older too.
Join the Mind Health Coach with Leah Marie every fourth Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Come explore with us natural and healthy ways to achieve inner peace, happiness, and an ever-present state of well-being. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. The power of a beautiful life is within you today. Mind Health Coach with Leah Marie is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Are you ready for the quantum age?
Humanity's next step in evolution?
Dream Vision 7 Radio Network invites you to the extraordinary platform of Evolutionary Voices for the Quantum Age.
Let's explore. Learn more about this upcoming age where we bridge science with spirituality.
Where potentiality meets reality.
Where we take compassion into action.
Our trailblazers and visionaries will ask the whys, the what ifs, while igniting continuous possibility.
Come along with us into an age beyond what we know today, where we can grow together in unity consciousness.
Experience Evolutionary Voices for the Quantum Age, Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern on DreamVision7Radio.com.
In a single moment, your life can change. Join Marianne Pastana, host of Moments with Marianne, for a transformative hour of leaders in their field, ranging from inspirational authors, top industry leaders, business and spiritual entrepreneurs. Tune in to experience Moments with Marianne every second Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Don't miss this. And remember, make every moment count.
Ask Dr. Love is now on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network every second and fourth Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Dr. Jamie Turndorf, a.k.a. Ask Dr. Love, is a psychotherapist, author, love and relationship expert who offers advice and answers to your relationship questions. Hear about Dr. Love's groundbreaking new Dialoguing with the Departed technique that enables you to reconnect and make peace with a loved one. This show is for you. the listener. And Dr. Love wants to hear from you. Call 866-338-9663 or 617-237-1234.
Edicia is a U.S. nonprofit dedicated to the dream of ending childhood malnutrition for millions of children around the world. Through the manufacture of Plumpy Nut and other nutrient-rich, peanut-based, ready-to-use foods, Edicia has already delivered life and hope to nearly 1 million children in over 26 developing countries. To find out how you can join Edicia's dream of ending childhood malnutrition, please visit ediciaglobal.org.
J.T. Lewis is the big brother of Jesse Lewis, who died in Sandy Hook Elementary on December 14, 2012, while saving the lives of nine of his classmates. J.T. found comfort after Rwandan orphan genocide survivors reached out to him from their country to express their condolences and share their personal stories of tragedy and healing. Inspired by the love that was shown to him, J.T. started Newtown Helps Africa, a nonprofit organization that helps young people in Africa and beyond who've suffered personal tragedy and have shown resilience. He successfully sent one young Rwandan woman to college for 4 years and plans to do much more, all the while inspiring many young people around the world to turn hardship into an opportunity to make the world a better place. Link on to NewtownHelpsRwanda.org.
Are you looking for the keys to unlock the doors to excellent health, happiness, positive life experiences, success at work, wonderful relationships, and inner peace? You may think you won't ever find all of those keys that'll finally unlock the doors for good, but I can assure you that they're waiting to be discovered within you. The Mind Health Coach Program helps you journey within and open those doors that are blocking your way to a beautifully balanced life. We help you find the most natural and healthy holistic practices that work best for you and your lifestyle. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. A beautiful life is waiting to be discovered within you today. To learn more about our program, visit mindhealthcoach.com.
Welcome back to the Mind Health Coach Program. I'm Leah Marie, your host, and you're listening to a live Dream Vision 7 radio network broadcast here at 1510 AM WMEX Boston. The show is heard every fourth Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also tune into my show on Dream Vision 7 radio network every Friday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And to learn more and for a full station broadcast schedule, go to dreamvision7radio.com. I'm so excited for this show tonight because I'm going to be opening up an opportunity to win a pass to the boot camp I got coming up, the webinar boot camp. It's Stress Management Boot Camp. Get your wellness on for the holiday. And there's going to be some others that kind of spin off of that. I really have been pulled in a direction for a long time that, I've taught a lot of classes on A Course in Miracles, and I've been thinking about the possibility of introducing that type of discussion on a webinar, and also doing like a conference bridge call session. So there's some things that are going to dovetail into the stress management boot camp, or spin off, I should say, of that after that is done. And so it's, I really would like to get some momentum here with some folks that are interested in learning more about different techniques and also opening and expanding and growing into a different, almost like a different mindset. And, we talked about perception. It's all about perception that allows you to be either very resistant to stress or very susceptible to stress. So your perception, your own outlook on what's happening to you severely affects whether something is going to cause you trauma or if it's going to be something that just rolls off and allows you to accept and move forward. And I have found myself that the Course in Miracles is very advantageous to help reframe and change your perspective on your outlook and allow you to accept things that maybe might have caused you extreme worry or, to just be overwhelming. Even things such as illness have ways to look at, and I've had my own bouts with different serious situations. I've used A Course in Miracles myself. I find it very helpful, and that's something that I would like to spin off of the Stress Management Boot Camp group. And so if you can go through the boot camp, you'll be prepared to start working on that part of yourself, your perceptions, and looking for the miracles and the lessons in every situation. So I promised that I would announce how you could enter the contest to win a pass, which is a $99 value, and you'll also be getting some meditations through MP3 with that. And you'll get the full meditations program, which is, it includes a short lecture on meditation and the value of meditation and how to meditate and all of those things, included with 7 meditations that I wrote myself, and they're all each timed for the optimal health and wellness of brain health as well as changing perspective. And so they're all timed to be the length of about 12 to 15 minutes long, which is important. It's an important number to be meditating in a state of alpha brainwave state. Every day you should be in a meditation space for 12 to 15 minutes a day. And these particular meditations, I've got one for every day of the week, and they have different focuses on them. Some of them are very creative. Some of them are relaxation. Some of them are, just inspiring. Some of them are very, like, it incorporates you going within and experiencing sensation in your body. So they all have different aspects to them, different feel to them, and that's included in this Stress Management Boot Camp, Get Your Wellness On for the Holidays. So that will be part of the package. And so the contest is going to be pretty easy. I'm going to be asking those that want to participate in the contest to send me an email at info@mindhealthcoach.com. That email again is info@mindhealthcoach.com. And you're going to send to me for me to review what changes you want to make in your life, and what stressors are in the way of making, allowing you to make those changes, and, which stressors you want to release, and, just a basic little story, like 1 to 2 paragraphs of your stress and how it's affecting you from moving forward in areas of your life, and, which ones you'd really like to release, which areas of stress that you'd really want to just let go of. And, I'll review those, and the winners will be contacted, but I'll announce them, if they're okay with that, on the November show, so that, you guys can hear who actually won, and maybe we'll even have them on the show to say how the boot camp went, because the show will be after the boot camp. So I'm really excited about this opportunity, as I said. It's, going to be a wonderful experience for those that participate. And if you just want to know more details and also be put onto my mailing list to get information about the boot camp and other events that I'm doing, just email info@mindhealthcoach.com. That's probably the best way to do that right now, is info@mindhealthcoach.com. And you can always visit my website, mindhealthcoach.com, and go to the contact page and enter your information if you just want to be added to the mailing list. So before I went off on a break, we were talking about the stress hormones that are related to stress and how your body's a container and how you influence your whatever's going to be produced by your thoughts. Your thoughts are that powerful. Your thoughts create this reaction, the chain reaction through your body, where you can create positive hormones, stress-balancing hormones, or you can create stress hormones that are going to produce, you know, your body to basically be in a fight-or-flight mode. So adrenaline is what produces the fight-or-flight response, and cortisol kicks in to keep the stress response responding as long as the stress continues. And as I was mentioning, there can be chronic situations in our lives that can produce this ongoing cycle of these hormones always being produced, so much so that you tend to not even realize that they're happening any longer. You know, you're just kind of going through and experiencing these stress hormones constantly, and your body starts to shift, and it's just automatically calling for those hormones all the time. And then there's the stress balancing hormones. You got dopamine, and that's endorphins. That's the ones that make you feel really good and happy. And then there's serotonin that comes from the pineal gland. It regulates sleep, and stress can affect our serotonin production. It can cause insomnia, or it can cause you to feel like you want to sleep all the time. So it's important to get a hold of that serotonin level. One thing you can do if you're having a very stressful moment to relax yourself is press your tongue up on the roof of your mouth. And ancient yogis, it's an ancient practice within different yogi practices, meditation practices. You press your tongue to the roof of your mouth. It's behind the ridge of your gum there, behind your teeth, and you just press it up on there, and it stimulates the pineal gland, and it causes you to have the relaxation hormone to be produced. So that's a little trick. You can learn a lot of interesting natural remedies for stress management, and activating your natural healing forces is a great book out there by Dr. Dharma Singh Khalsa, and it's called, I don't remember exactly the name, but it's something like Meditation for Medication, or Activating Your Natural Healing Force. I should have looked that up before I stated that book. Maybe the next break I will look up the exact title on that and let you know that title. Noradrenaline is a hormone that kicks in times of stress, and it gives you the ability to get out of tough circumstances too. But with too much stress, you're affecting the ability to produce it, and it saps your energy, it zaps you, puts you into a state of exhaustion and depression. So natural stress management techniques are very important. Sometimes they aren't always working, and sometimes you might need meds to help balance them out before you really can feel the effects of the natural ways. And actually, we've got another break coming up, so I'm going to have to let that happen, and then we'll be back to talk more. But I also, again, am offering quick little readings. You can call in 617-237-1234. Thank you. Children get older, not getting older
too. Are you looking for the keys to unlock the doors to excellent health, happiness, positive life experiences, success at work, wonderful relationships, and inner peace? You may think you won't ever find all of those keys that'll finally unlock the doors for good, but I can assure you that they're waiting to be discovered within you. The Mind Health Coach Program helps you journey within and open those doors that are blocking your way to a beautifully balanced life. We help you find the most natural and healthy holistic practices that work best for you and your lifestyle. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. A beautiful life is waiting to be discovered within you today. To learn more about our program, visit mindhealthcoach.com. The goal of the Jesse Lewis Choose Love Foundation is to cultivate a more peaceful world by creating awareness that we can choose love.
By providing tools for our children and communities, we can enable them to develop a healthy level of optimism that leads to resilience. Our mission is to give people the understanding that they can choose love by living a life with gratitude, having the ability to forgive, and to be compassionate. This is a proactive effort towards mental health that'll provide children and adults with the perspective and wisdom they need to be able to navigate through life in a happy, fulfilled, and meaningful way. Our website is jessielewischooselove.org.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Sunday at 8 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
It's a child's job to play, to learn, and to have fun. It's an adult's job to keep them safe. Did you know that 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will be sexually abused before the age of 18? Every day, families enter the Children's Advocacy Center because of a child's courage to tell someone what happened to them. Keeping our children safe starts with a conversation. This is Michelle Aranger, Executive Director of the Children's Advocacy Center. Learn more on how to keep your child safe. Visit cacofbc.org. This message made possible by the Fall River Rotary Club.
Join the Mind Health Coach with Leah Marie every fourth Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Come explore with us natural and healthy ways to achieve inner peace, happiness, and an ever-present state of well-being. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. The power of a beautiful life is within you today. Mind Health Coach with Leah Marie is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Life. We can either be bystanders or creators. Now is the time to awaken to your divine identity and the power of the I Am within to create a joyous and fulfilled life, no matter what your circumstances are. There are answers to life's big questions, and there is a spiritual path that leads to soul liberation and ascension. Join us every third Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for Prophets for the New Age with Carl and Nancy Showalter on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back to the Mind Health Coach Program. I'm Leah Marie, your host. And you're listening to a live Dream Vision 7 radio network broadcast here at 1510 AM WMEX Boston. The show is heard every fourth Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can check out dreamvision7radio.com for a full station broadcast. And you can also get there by going to my website, mindhealthcoach.com. And as I said, I announced the contest details for the stress management boot camp, Get Your Wellness On for the Holidays. And so you can email me at info@mindhealthcoach.com the contest is you're going to put in like a 1 to 2 paragraph story about your story of stress and why you want to make those changes and what you want to release and what's holding you back, you know, what stressors are causing you to be held back from some different goals you have in life. So get that over to me as soon as you can, because by November 1st, I'm going to be making the decision and getting the word out to those two participants in the contest. We have 2 passes we're giving away, $99 value to the stress management boot camp. Whoever wants to enter, you're welcome to do it, but we have 2 passes that we're giving away to the webinar. So really excited about that. And I understand that before we came back on break, my producer told me we do have a caller on the line. So, okay. So I guess that person hung up, but we'll get back into the stress management techniques. And managing chronic stress and how to become stress resistant. And as I mentioned before the break, if you do want a quick card reading, just me to pull a card and kind of give my impression, my intuitive impression, I'm happy to do that. You can call 617-237-1234, and I'll take a minute and do a quick little intuitive impression for whoever calls in. But back to stress and chronic stress and managing stress. There are some different things you can do. And as I said, I'm just going to touch briefly on them tonight. I only have a few minutes left for the show, so I want to share with you different aspects of the types of techniques that we're going to be talking about on this stress management bootcamp webinar. And meditation is a huge baseline of what is going to help you with managing your stress. And then, you know, what is preventing you from actually getting to that meditative state? Meditation is where you're going to be able to change in your brain those thought patterns. Oh, I guess we do have a caller on the line. So, hello. Who's on the line? Is there somebody there?
Yes. Hello. Leah?
Hi. Yes. Hi. How are you? Who's
Hi.
On the line?
This is Lisa. I'd love for you to pull a card for me if you could.
Sure, Lisa. Do you have a certain area of an area of life that you want intuition on?
Well, concerning stress that you're talking about, I'd love to have the work hours go down and the family time go up.
Yeah. Okay. So let's. I'm going to look at my life purpose deck because maybe you're not really in alignment with your life purpose. I hear that you want time with your family, but there's ways to integrate that experience with, what you're doing for work. What are you doing for work these days?
So I'm doing retail merchandising.
Okay. Yeah, and that can take a lot of time. Retail hours are quite intense, and with the holiday season coming up, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You probably have a lot going on, and it does interfere. I've been in retail many, many years ago, early on in my career. I worked for a company called Cherry and Webb. And,
oh, yes, of course.
Yeah, I was in the buying department, and it was quite intense. So I'm going to pull a card and see what we can do to direct you. As I said, I work with the angel realm, and I'm going to see what they're recommending for you to look at within yourself to make that space.
Okay.
And do you have any interest in the healing arts?
I love the healing art. I don't think I have the talent to do it, but I love all the spirituality and all the healing too.
So I'm getting intuition that this could be something that is beneficial to help you, but also get in touch. Do you have children?
No.
So it's other aspects of family members you're trying to reach back out to.
Yeah.
A sister? Is it a sister I'm hearing?
A sister as well, yes. A special needs sister and a niece and an aging parent too. So.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm hearing that if you were to make some space for yourself to kind of tap into what there are different, experiences. You can have workshops. You can have even just yoga, doing some of these things. And an aging parent could do chair yoga with you. This could be something that you're connecting with them and then taking the time for you to heal yourself and work on, releasing stress from your job. But you are in control of that. And sometimes you have to say no. That's what I'm hearing. You're not, you're not saying no.
And that is very correct.
Yeah. So it's time for you to say, you know what? I need to take this time for me. I'm willing to do whatever I have to do. And, I feel like I don't really believe that we have talents. We do have talents, but we all can tap into this wonderful healing energy and let it expand whatever can come out within you. And you might be drawn to something like yoga or, doing different things such as intuitive readings or, Reiki. I'm feeling like that's something that would be very powerful for you, for yourself, and to connect with your other family members. And you might even take a workshop with them. So I hope that helps you.
Nice. Yes. Thank you very much.
there's a real spiritual gift in that, and you also can share this with others, and I think that it can help you inspire that connection more with your family. So thanks for calling in.
Yes, thank you.
Calling in tonight. Yeah, take care. All right, so that was a great question, and also I'm sure a lot of people are working on looking at that aspect for the holidays, upcoming holidays, that are right down the road for us and are going to cause us a lot of fun, but also a lot of stress. They come once a year, and it's a bittersweet blend, holidays. But, you know, sometimes we can just get so caught up in the stress of what we have to do, especially as Lisa said, she's in retail. That can be an extremely stressful position to be in. And so it's important to look at how you're going to manage and balance that work-life balance. So to get back to some of the techniques, because we don't have much time, as I said, meditation is really a great foundation to start making those shifts within yourself to change your perception on and outlook on life. It actually affects your brain in such an impactful way. There's studies that are showing that meditation actually will grow gray brain matter in the areas of learning, compassion, and language. And it's a very powerful tool to heal yourself and, as I said, change your outlook, but to also create new thought patterns within yourself so that you're not triggered by certain circumstances. And, you know, a lot of people think, oh, yeah, when you're meditating, you feel so good. It actually sets you up to be feeling better after 8 weeks of meditation. You actually start to experience the growth of gray brain matter in those areas I spoke about, and you end up shifting your thought patterns and changing the way you're perceiving the world. And so, it's as I said, it's a wonderful foundation for managing stress. Another technique, if you're a big proponent of, if you're feeling very stressed all the time or even having trouble meditating, is emotional freedom technique. And that's tapping on different acupuncture points. And it's really quite amazing the power in that. You know, I often explain there's different things you're doing. There's a physical thing you're doing with the tapping on the different acupuncture points. You're taking deep breaths. You're stating powerful, positive affirmation statements, like a mantra almost. And you're feeling and releasing the stressful or emotion, whatever the emotion is that is causing you stress or pain or, you know, grief, depression. You're tapping into that and acknowledging that and accepting it, but also stating that you love yourself, you really care about yourself, and you want to make things better. So it's like a powerful statement to yourself, like, okay, I get this within myself. I understand it's here, but I still am, you know, caring and loving and, you know that I am a powerful individual that can overcome this. And so it kind of sets up a new brain pattern in your thoughts change because of that. So it's a very powerful technique. People that have post-traumatic stress disorder, wartime veterans have found, over 10,000 documented wartime veterans have found that EFT, emotional freedom technique, tapping, is more powerful than, you know, some of the prescriptions they were given or even the psychotherapy. I'm not saying to replace it completely, but it is a powerful component, and I really feel that it gives you tools to work with. It gives you something really powerful to do for yourself that's natural, and that's why it makes such an impact and changes your thought patterns. Another great method to overcoming stress is to work with essential oils, and you can find a great resource on my website if you go to the products page on mindhealthcoach.com, and there's essential oils. And as I was talking about earlier, caregivers really can utilize them, but they can also utilize them for the people they're caring for. And of course, yoga is an amazing thing to do for yourself. Pilates, exercise, any type of exercise, getting outdoors, breathing techniques are very powerful. So there's lots of natural ways to manage stress and change those hormones, whatever the good or the balancing ones that you want to implement in, you know, have come in more frequently to your body rather than the stress hormones that are powerful in certain ways but can also be damaging. And I'm just so glad that I had the opportunity to talk about this tonight. And remember, there's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to experience different techniques more in depth for stress management, and it's called my Stress Management Boot Camp, Get Your Wellness On for the Holidays. And you can enter into the contest by sending a 1-2 paragraph email to me at info@mindhealthcoach.com. And if you're interested in more details, you can send me an email just saying you want to be added to the mailing list. Just in the contest, you're going to express your story of stress and what you want to change and what you want to release. I can't wait to see who enters into this contest, and I can't wait to help those of you that want to really get rid of stress and change your perceptions on the world.